Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another show, ASSC Direct Podcast. Man, it's good to have y'all on tonight. Now we're going to be talking about narcissistic versus narcissist, you know, and I think a lot of people get things mixed up when they're trying to understand whether or not they're dealing with a narcissist. Now, I always try to put out as much information as possible on, you know, what it is or what it looks like when you're dealing with one of these individuals. Specifically, I gave examples of when you have someone who is more so or more or less, let's say, again, I'll use the example over again, right? So let's say, like, someone just got commended on something and they, you know, maybe they got, you know, an award or whatnot at work, and this award was given to them, and then they go to acting like, you know, real cocky, real arrogant, you know, really feeling themselves, right? People might take a look at it and be like, oh, they're a narcissist. They was that way all the while, right? I knew it was going to come out. But then somebody approaches them and be like, you know what, when you do that, it makes, you know, you kind of like pushing people, you know, you're belittling people now. And I know you got your award and everything, you feel good about it, but you're stepping on other people's toes. It's not a good look for you. And if the person kind of goes, you know, within and has some, you know, a little bit of, you know, look within, and they say, you know what, damn, for real? People really feel like that. They really, yeah. Oh, so I didn't know that. I'm a fall back then. I'm gonna have to look at that a little bit deeper. And if you see that person begin to adjust the behavior that they were confronted with, that's a narcissistic episode that you just witnessed that person go through, which means it's not permanent. It was just a brief period of time. And again, when I speak about the episodes, the way you can tell is because you look at the frequency, the length, and the intensity of these episodes, meaning that the person doesn't get oversensitive and overreact to them being confronted about the way that they're behaving towards others, right? On the flip side, the pathological narcissism, or people with the personality disorders, if you confront them, they're going to immediately go on a defense. They're going to start to blame shifting, making it seem like you're attacking them, making it seem like you're going at them. And it's like, instead of them looking within and realizing, like, maybe they're not coming off or coming across the right way, they don't even look at it that way. They just jump completely on the defense. And that's one of the things where when you look at it and you start thinking, like, wow, you know, it wasn't even that serious. I was just kind of explaining to them what it was, but they took it to a whole nother direction. That person is probably a narcissist. That person probably has some sort of personality disorder lying within them. And I know a lot of people, you know, might find it kind of hard to distinguish at times, but another thing we look at, another thing is when, even what I found is when you, like, let's say you're having a debate or something. One thing, let's say, for somebody to not understand something, right? And they may lack the understanding of something. And you go into it and, oh, okay, I get it. Because they, y'all know the saying, what's already understood doesn't need to be said if it's already understood. Even if there is a lacking of understanding, the person who has the right cognitive abilities of reasoning is going to catch on and see, oh, okay, I can kind of see what it is. But again, there's some things that we won't agree on or whatnot. But you have to pay attention to the way the person is responding to something that, you know, is coming across in a way where you're having supportive facts and stuff to support your argument and whatnot. and the person is still in denial. These are telltale indicators of what that person may be dealing with. Now, we can't specifically point out and say maybe they're a full narcissist, but for a person to go on defense quickly, especially with constructive criticism, is always a sign. For them to have no sort of understanding or not to even give any thought to reasoning of it, it shows that something's off. So you have to pay attention to these arguments, these interactions that you have with these certain people, because it's going to tell you a lot. It's going to tell you a lot. Again, the narcissist reacts off of their emotions. They're emotional walking, ticking time bombs. So everything is emotionally taken in, and they overreact to anything that feels like a slight or something to them. They're not even catching the message. They're not even catching the knowledge that is being put forth in front of them. They don't get it, because they're completely responding off in an emotional way. And again, when we look at what's the frequency of that happening, what's the length of it happening, the intensity of that happening, that type of situation. If you find that if you're in a conversation with someone or dealing with someone and you see these things happening all the time, to where you have to constantly go in depth into explaining something, the person just doesn't get, it's just like they're lost with stuff, and they're reacting in certain ways, they're oversensitive and all, something is wrong. Do not ignore those signs. Do not ignore those signs. I can promise you something is wrong. A normal person, at a certain point, gets it and pulls it together, right? They may not have it together all the time, but you're not going to see the frequency of it going that way. See, when two people are equally yoked, there's a smooth transition. There's a smooth communication type of thing that goes on, an interaction at least. There's harmony within that. When you're not dealing with people like that, there's always friction. There's always friction because they're, instead of trying to understand or learn or get the lesson or the message, they're too busy trying to protect their egos. So they're not even hearing what you got to say. And this is where it gets frustrating. This is sort of the first signs that a lot of people overlook. But very important, though. It'll play a significant role later if you are continuing to be with them or deal with them, all right? Today we're talking about narcissists versus narcissistic people, right, and the difference between. I want to go open up the lines tonight. I know, you know, a lot of people wanted to call in and speak on some things. So I'm going to go to the line. I'm going to go to 646. 646, you out there?
Hello?
646. There you go. How you doing?
Hello? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep, I can hear you. How you doing?
Awesome. I'm good. How are you? I have a really weird
Oh, no, you good. You good. Where you calling in? Where you calling in from tonight?
New York.
Okay, shout out to you out there in New York. You wanted to share something with us on the subject tonight, narcissistic versus narcissist?
I actually have a narcissistic coworker and a narcissist ex. So it was, and I kind of discovered both of them at the same time. So it was very weird. But the narcissistic coworker actually helped me realize that my ex was a narcissist. If that makes sense. Pretty much, I guess, like when at work, everyone kind of knew when she was having a bad day because it would show on her face, and she had like those narcissistic eyes. Like, it's very weird. But if she was going through a bad day, she would automatically pick like someone that she didn't like, that she was just not feeling at that moment, and she would just keep attacking them, like back and forth attacking them, like through email or just trying to find something to be wrong just to agitate someone else's day. Then she would calm down and be back to normal, like calm. And my narcissistic ex, I discovered he was a narcissist because he was doing a lot of things, like a lot of the things that you said in many of your videos and lives and podcasts in regards to just like ghosting. He started off with the ghosting thing and then popped back very like nice and genuine and just, oh, I had to take care of my kids and my family and all this other stuff. And his narcissist behavior didn't show until I actually got pregnant. And once I got pregnant, it was like the mask. When I say the mask blew off, it blew off. Like, before I could even say the words, he knew. And then he just automatically verbally started attacking me. Just from that day on throughout until present, it was just like a verbal attacking any chance to get.
At any point did you realize, you know, amongst like communication with them? Because, you know, and I know this might be overlooked, but when you're communicating with people who are, again, we're not going to always agree with, you know, everything that each one of us say, but the more equally yoked you are, the smoother the transition should be. Have you seen that to be true in cases? Because if you like, if you know something, if you're talking about something, and it's gone, and it's like I'm right there, and I can even give feedback, because that's another thing that's important, where you can get the feedback, like somebody to piggyback on and give further emphasis on what you're saying as well. It allows you to see that, okay, they really get it, right? But if it goes into a point where it's like there's always something oppositional.
Like, yes, always oppositional. If I said like there was a time my little cousin got married, I was like, oh, my little cousin got married, and they just started building a new home and things like that. I'm super happy for her. And he's like, that won't last. And then I was like, oh, well, you know, one of my coworkers, she just got married, you know, and no one knew, and now we're trying to plan something surprise. And it was like anytime like something positive happened in someone else's life or in my life, it was just kind of like I'm going to shoot that kite out the sky first chance I get. Like, it was just like everything was like a negative. In terms of his friends, he talked negative about them.
Exactly.
And it was really weird because it's like this one friend that he has, it's like he's super – super tight to him. Like, something about this guy, it draws him. Like, he wants to be like that guy, but he doesn't like the guy because the guy has the qualities that he wants. So he's like, oh, he's very charismatic. Like, near the end of my pregnancy, this is like 3 years ago, he was like telling me the guy's very charismatic, the guy's super cool, and all this other stuff. And then he just flips to, but the guy's a major scumbag. Like, he sleeps with mad people. He messes with everyone. He has kids with some other girl who has twins by some other girl or something. And that girl did a porno. And, like, he was just, like, throwing all the guys' business out. And I'm just like, oh, wow, like, this is crazy. And he's just, like, totally blew the guy's business up, bashed him and everything like that. And the crazy part is that during the near end of my pregnancy, why he was telling me about this guy is because of course, you know, narcissists have multiple partners and you don't know about them and you're not around. They keep you kind of hidden away. So during that time period, it was like I was pregnant and he couldn't keep, it was like a tie between, I really can't keep you a secret, but I want to keep you a secret, because he really just wanted to disown me, my kid, completely, and just kind of keep it in the dark. Then he finally, like, at the end of the pregnancy, was like, okay, I was talking to this person, I was talking to him for 8 years, and that was the ex-girlfriend of the friend that he admired but hated so much. So that's where it kind of was weird. Yeah, it was weird. So that girl was in the middle of that, but he was also messing with his other kid's mom and then some other person that he was like, it was a straggler. Like, he didn't even give the person a name. He doesn't. And that's when I found out, okay, so you got like a thing going on here. And it was just so weird because I didn't know anything about narcissism. I didn't know anything about that. And I had a coworker, when I found out what he did for a living, I told my coworker, who was my friend, and she was like, is he a narc? And he's a police officer. So I was assuming she said like a narcotics officer. So I'm like, I don't think so. I think he's a regular cop. And she's like, no, is he a narc? And I'm like, what? Like, and she was like, all right, you ain't getting the message. Like, I'm just going to leave it alone. Because as soon as I said what he did, it just raised a flag for her to ask the question.
Right.
And, you know, and that always lingered with me. That always lingered with me. Like, once I got pregnant, it's just like that popped back in my head when me and her had that conversation. But I never looked into anything, asked any questions. So I was kind of running blind. And I was causing narcissistic injuries to this person, thinking like, you know, we were pretty much playing tit for tat, in other words. But I was causing injury towards him without knowing it. You know what I'm saying? One of his friends
Definitely,
tried to befriend me. Yeah, it was like things like that. One of his friends tried to befriend me, and then that caused another blow up. And he tried to be like, tell me about how bad that person was, and then tell, you know, that friend how bad I was. And it was like, you know, so it was just a lot of different things. But the
boiling point, a lot of situations that went through.
Yeah. And then it was and
just because I want to get to some other callers here, sister, I definitely want to get, hear your story out.
Yeah.
Did you eventually end up, are you with him? Did you leave him?
Oh, no. I left him. I left him, and I am so happy I did. I actually walked away, which was great. I did actually come in contact with one of his kids' moms who had a kid after me, and me and her became somewhat cool. And it's weird because she's still going through the injuries because she's been around him way longer than I have. But I'm just in a better place, even though he's still kind of attacking me. I'm mentally and emotionally more in a better place because I know that my future is way better where I'm going rather than where I was at, you know, and I've learned some things from it. And your videos and all your help is so appreciated and so needed. And if it wasn't for one of your videos popping up in my YouTube feed, I would have known nothing. So I appreciate you and thank you so much.
Absolutely, sister. Thank you for sharing your story with us. I appreciate it. And, you know, good luck and congratulations on getting yourself out of that and moving towards recovery. I appreciate
Thank
the call.
You.
I know. Yeah, you know, y'all, so many people, you know, they do run away with the whole, you know, you know when you're with a narcissist. You know, and it's unmistakable, you know. You know, there's a lot of people, they'll just start tossing out. So you might say something to somebody, and they'll be like, oh, you're a narcissist. Oh, they may see you, you know, being a certain way, and, oh, you're a narcissist. You know, there's one thing that's you know, common where, you know, narcissists are always in other people's business, you know. And I know I've been asked, you know, times before, Quinn, can you do a video on R. Kelly, do a video on president politics and what's going on. I don't get involved in that. I don't worry about other people's business or what other people are doing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not my business. I don't feed that type of energy. But you know, and I'm not going against anybody who may get into it. I just don't do it as a policy of mine. You know, but I do see where narcissists, they feed off stuff like that. They feed off a scandal and drama and all of this stuff. And I like to stay on positive notes. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to get into things like that. And that's one of the things you're going to notice about narcissists. They have a very negative connotation to them. They're always thinking negative first. And that's from they have a very inferior complex where there's a lot of insecurity within them. They're very insecure people. You know, that's part of the disorder. And it makes them react in certain ways, which they don't see anything where it's not, they don't see it. But other people end up seeing it, and it begins to be a problem further down the line as you deal with it, as you, you know, interact with them. I'm about to go back to the line 703. You're on live, 703.
Yeah. Hello?
There you go. I can hear you. Yes. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? I'm calling
good.
From Cleveland. But I'm in Cleveland, but it's a Virginia phone number because that's where I'm originally from. So.
Okay. Okay. You want to share with us tonight? Your thing of what you've seen the difference between narcissistic and narcissist.
Yes, actually, the narc that is in my life right now, I'm going through a divorce. I've actually spoken to you before mm-hmm. a couple of times. So thank you for all that you've done and continue to do.
I think I remember who you are. Go ahead, though. I'm listening.
But I'm learning a lot about actually how I got into this situation. Like not knowing people, coming from a very sheltered life, but also like just the way that the narc in my life is acting and, you know, then dealing with some family members as well. I'm learning that, you know, a lot of the narcissistic traits and mannerisms, like with some of the males in my family and close members, they're not necessarily like have narcissistic personality disorder like I feel like the narc in my life does, but just the fact that those traits I feel like make or made me a little bit more susceptible to being taken advantage of or being in the situation that I'm in now. And I'm also learning that it's just kind of hard to discern between narcissists and just those people with the traits. And so again, just going through the divorce that I'm going through now, my eyes have been wide open, and I can definitely say, like, you know, I take a step back every single time I'm, you know, dealing with somebody because they do something that is like, oh, wait a minute, you know, are you a narcissist too? Then it's like, well, wait a minute, this is a little bit different than what the narc, you know, my soon-to-be ex-husband is doing. So, again, it's just taking that step back like you've been talking about and really looking at them, you know, giving it some time and trying to figure out exactly what it is.
Well, you know, speaking on the traits, to give further consideration to that, to the nature of how that operates, the narcissistic traits are very short-lived once they come out. You know, I remember my dad and my mom talking about how they would go to the movies back then, they go watch the old Bruce Lee flicks, right? And you know, we do. You know, coming out to the movie, you know, we come out the movie and we acting just like we in the kung fu. We in the kung fu flick. Everybody karate kicking, and you know, you got people going buying nunchucks and all of this stuff because they think they Bruce Lee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But after a while, it wears off. It's just the excitement of it, it's a situational thing that triggers the narcissistic traits in people. But it's short-lived. It might last a week at the most. You'll see them going around doing it. It's like, you know, you damn well you ain't no Bruce Lee running around here acting like you're in the Fist of Fury. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like what it is. But see, on the flip side, a narcissist becomes the embodiment of that character. That's not going to last for just a week. It's going to go on and on and on, and they are going to be convinced that they have the same capabilities and skills and qualities of that person. And you can't tell them anything different.
100%. Yes. Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And if somebody was to be like, you ain't no darn Bruce Lee, see, the person with the narcissistic traits might bust out laughing at you when you confront them with it, because they know, but they're overdoing it. Their judgment is a little bit tainted and stuff, and so they're caught up in that, you know, the emotion and excitement, but they're still grounded enough in reality to know that you ain't, you know, damn Bruce Lee. And so they'll laugh about it. It's funny. It's, you know, but the narcissist, the actual person with the narcissistic disorder, will get defensive. Well, because they get very angry, defensive. They completely switch up on because they're oversensitive because they believe they are what they feel their emotions is connected to.
They truly do.
And that's the biggest thing.
The narc in my life, like, you know, ever since I met him, he's always been good at impressions, but I just thought it was that. you know, and so again, like you said, they come out of watching a movie, like the last thing that we watched together, you know, I'm behind on it, but Power, Like, he, for a long time, you know, would do stuff like Ghost on Power, and he really
he was Ghost. He was Ghost.
And you laugh, but I'm dead serious. I mean, the Jackson guy, he has four brothers, and so, like, you know, whenever Christmas
don't tell
comes
me
around,
he was
of course,
Tito.
They're playing the Jackson.
He was Tito.
I don't know who he thinks he is, but I can tell you right now, with my two babies, like, for the last 2 months, he's just been playing the Jackson 5. Now, my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old are, you know, constantly singing Jackson 5, but every, like, all the time, that's, you know, Jackson 5, those sad songs, just, you know, he really embodies that persona and thinks that that's him. But again, I'm, you know, for a long time thinking, okay, you know, this is just something he likes. Maybe this is a tradition with his family. You know, this is why, you know, he keeps doing the same thing over and over and over. But like you're saying, they really take it on and really think, you know, I guess he and his brothers or just him, he really thought he was Michael Jackson. I don't know, coming up as a kid. But to hear him sing it and play it every single year, like you said, he's in it. And he's for real and gets upset if anybody says anything against it.
Wow. It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me not one bit. But sister, I thank you for calling in and sharing your story with us. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support as well. You have a good evening. Thank you. Oh my goodness. I can definitely see that. You know, and not only that, just stuff that they may like or have a personal bias to, they will get extremely offended about. You know what I'm saying? It's like too much emotion. Just too much. There's nothing wrong with, you know, you might, you know, have a little bit of emotional or something, but to go off in that way, that's just overdoing it. You know, it's really overdoing it. I'll go back to the lines real quick. Go to 702. 702.
Hey, how you doing?
702. What's going on?
Man.
How you doing, bro? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, man, it's Drop Top.
Man.
I'm
going to
have to chime in.
Oh, Drop Top Vince, what's going on with you, bro? You got something you want share about the narcissistic versus narcissist? Anything that you've seen or any key indicators that you've experienced that gave some things away?
Oh, yeah, man. It could be anything from you could be driving with them and just tell them. I mean, as far as, you know, somebody, if you're driving, they go, hey, man, you might want to slow down. And, you know, you'll be dealing with somebody. You'll say, like, hey, slow down. Then they'll just flip out. I know how to drive if you want to, you know. Instead of, like,
oh,
okay,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it could be something so simple as that, man. You know, so,
and,
I mean,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's go ahead, bro. I'm listening.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, yeah, it could be I've had some situations like happen, like just, man, going out, trying to take this person out to dinner, you know, and just, you know, certain things are not on the menu and they just flip out. Like, things just, like you said, so much emotion, they just blow it way out of proportion. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you can go on.
I want to hear it. Have you ever experienced, I don't know, in my experience I've seen this, but have you ever experienced where there's like a gap in understanding, there's like a disconnect in understanding when you're trying to maybe explain something or like something that should be understood that doesn't get understood? Have you witnessed that?
Man, all the time. Like literally all the time.
You know,
because
I
you know.
Good.
Oh, well, I'm in a situation. I'm not no longer with the narc, but I got a child, so it could be just you know, I you know, we have an agreement on what I pay, but it could be, you know, what do you not understand that I don't get paid until certain dates if you want anything? Like, say if there's always something extra, because you know I dealt with a low functioning one that didn't really have a job. I got one that I don't know if you've ever seen one, but the mom is always there to say. Even if she never, you know, the mom never tells her, you know, what it is. She's always saving her, you know, bought her a house. And even though she did all this crazy stuff, messed her family up, but it's just like, it's a disconnect. Like, you're asking me for it on Tuesday. You know I don't get paid till Thursday. And it's just not connecting. And then it's a big blow up. Nah, you just being cheap, woman. It's just common logic is just not there. It's ridiculous, man.
Right.
I do it all the time.
Right.
All the time.
It does get frustrating. It does get frustrating, brother. I mean, I appreciate you calling in, Brother Vince, you know.
Yeah.
Calling in. I know you one of the day ones that's been around. I appreciate the support, brother, and sharing the story with us. It's good to hear from some of us at time to time, too. All right, brother.
All right.
Appreciate you. Yeah, you know, as he said, it is like that disconnect is just like, okay, what was so hard to understand about that? You know, because it really isn't, but that's that cognitive deficit that they have. You know, narcissists have that cognitive deficit to where certain things just don't click as they supposed to be clicking or should be clicking or should be registering. But they'll point the finger and say, it's you, you know, or you don't know what you're talking about. And it's just like, you know, it's one of those things where it gets very frustrating after a while and you just don't have the time or the want to deal with it. I'll get one more in, get 404. 404, you're on the air. 404, going once, twice. I guess 404 is not listening. Let me try to get one more in here. Let's see. And I got 815. You go to 815. 815, you're on live. 815, going once, going twice. 815. All right. I guess 815 is just listening. We have one last one. I'm going to 301. 301, you're on air. 301, going once, going twice. 301. All right. I'm just going to continue on with it, though. Yeah, but it's one of those things, like I said, y'all, it starts to wear down on your psyche. Believe it or not, when you have to constantly go over and over and explain something that you've already thought that you made pretty clear, you got to go back again and back again. That's another thing that burns you out. I mean, you might not think so, but you'll get burnt out doing that. Because it's a bunch of unnecessary things that you shouldn't have to do, you normally wouldn't have to do with somebody who's equally yoked or who's normal, who's not acting in that way. Again, narcissistic traits in people, as some medical professions say, you know, doctors of psychiatry and psychiatrists and doctors of psychology will say, you know, we all have and can display narcissistic traits at some point from time to time. You know, it helps us, you know, build certain esteems in us and things like that. But they're brief episodes. They're very short-lived where, you know, once that those episodes begin to happen more frequent and they become more extreme in nature, that's when it's going into the pathological side. That's where, you know, as I said in my video earlier that, you know, the narcissistic personality disorder is a deeply ingrained, pervasive pattern. It's in them. It's like they're automatically going to do something that goes along the lines of, because that's their way of understanding and interpreting the things that happen around them. So a lot of times they intentionally sabotage things and situations to get a feel for how other people are thinking and whatnot. And most of their tactics it works against them, but they think that it works for them, but it ends up working against them in the long run because it's destructive. It doesn't bring together. It separates. And this is one of the big, this is the thing that these individuals don't understand. But this is their way of operating in the world. This is their way of you know, staying in control as to where they don't feel vulnerable, as to where they don't feel like they're going to be victimized or some sort of thing. You know, and that's what makes it so, it's like you're the first signs of knowing that you're with a narcissist. It's not, if people are just going off what they may have seen, a person acting in one way, you're going to be misled. Because that could have been just a narcissistic episode, a trait that those traits were being brought out in that episode with that person in that particular situation. But if you're constantly seeing a person act and behave, and even the way that their thought processing is carried out in the same way, continuously, in a frequent manner, very intensely, that person is more than likely a narcissist. And this is, I can't stress this enough. A lot of people go around saying, oh, some people, I mean, people have different personality styles. There's personality styles, you know, where a person can basically come off as being an a-hole, right? But they're not manipulating people. They're not trying to extort or exploit people. They're just, that's just the way they are. You know, they can still be fair, but they're an asshole about it. You know what I mean? That doesn't make that person a narcissist. They just have a very, that personality style that seems condescending. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's what it is. But it takes a lot more to go into before you can just start labeling and saying, oh, that person's a narcissist. You have to do a little bit more observation. You have to catch on and key on to the patterns, because narcissists, you're going to see a pattern of them doing a certain thing repetitively and then not understanding why they're being confronted about it. You see, so they don't have the ability to correct it, because all they're going to do is blame shift. They're going to take it as them being attacked, and then now you're public enemy number one. How do you resolve or fix a problem with a person who's always taking things in that way? You can't. That's why they never change. That's why they will continue to do the same thing over and over and over again. So I just want to get that out there, you know, to everyone, so that y'all understand there is a distinction between the two. You just have to pay attention, observe. You know, if you see someone and not acting in a certain way, you might catch them acting a little flamboyant and, you know, bold, you know, and at certain points. But if that's not them all the time, then you can't say that they're a narcissist. So, yeah. Anyway, yo, we're going to wrap up tonight, man. I just had to get that out there. I thought it was important to kind of go over, because now with the information of narcissism being out, you got people running around thinking everybody's a narcissist, man. It's just not that way. So we still want to keep our minds healthy as well, too. We don't want to be going off into this crazed madness of thinking everybody we run into is a narcissist. So we want to kind of keep a level ground of understanding and wisdom within this, too. And yeah, definitely let me know if y'all like the podcast, if y'all want to continue to keep it going. You know, we want to get more listenership up and interaction. So if y'all really like it, and it gets posted on the ASSC group network channel on YouTube, the recordings where you can go back and listen. You know, if so, let me know, show your support, so that we can keep it going. You know, if we have the right amount of viewers and participation, we'll keep it going. we'll keep, you know, putting this every Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. And I think it's good to hear from the other callers and, you know, get to interact on that level. You know, sometimes it helps to get certain stuff off your mind and other people hear, and, you know, your voice is getting heard. There's a certain type of, you know, power in that, you know, certain type of healing too and release that you kind of get off your chest. But anyway, I won't keep all of y'all on here too long, man. I appreciate all of y'all for your support. Definitely, if you're going to be in the Houston area, October 27th, have the Narcissist Awareness Tour happening out there, man. I'll be dropping a lot of information. It's going to be real good. I'll update on other cities and stuff, whatnot, as it progresses. But anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate all of y'all. Have a good night. Till next time. Bye now.